What just happened? Here's a question.
Hi, I'm Bill Taverner from Easton, Pennsylvania. And I think a priority for the new Obama administration should be sex education. Medically accurate, comprehensive sex education and federal funding for such programs throughout the nation.
What agenda should the new president-elect take as he approaches Inauguration Day? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can create his to-do list. It can be anything from books to read to agendas like sex education from our listeners. You can also email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. All right, here in the final segment of the program, Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein is here. Marcus Baber is still with us, international business editor for The New York Times. Rahm Emanuel has been named chief of staff for the Barack Obama campaign. What is the significance of that, Marcus, and then Andrea?
What? We're all shocked and stunned.
Sure. Rahm Emanuel is the guy who engineered the Democratic takeover 2 years ago of the House of Representatives. Rahm Emanuel is the guy who I think is going to be, number one, he knows the Hill. Number two, he knows politics. He knows partisan politics. If we all can cast ourselves back 8 years ago, Karl Rove had said he was going to make this country a majority Republican country. They were going to become the new majority party. They failed miserably, and that's what this was in part of a repudiation of this election. I do think, however, that now I think the Democrats are going to try to make this, their party, a majority party. Barack Obama is going to be reaching out to the middle, and Rahm Emanuel is going to help him know how do we corner the Republicans and make them actually a conservative, southern, regional party.
And I think that it also gives a very big clue about the presidency of Barack Obama. Remember, Bill Clinton came in with huge plans. It was the economy, stupid. He wanted to do a lot. But he was ham-handed about dealing with Washington.
Well, he shot himself in the foot. There was less Aspen and gays in the military.
He didn't have any trusted advisors. And, you know, nor did Bush, by the way. Bush brought in Rove, and he brought in Andy Card. He brought in his Texas crowd. And Bill Clinton brought in the Arkansas crowd. And you know, here's Barack Obama, Mr. New Politics, who is sort of, his first step is, I'm going to get a Washington insider to sort of help me organize my White House, because he's the person who is going to have to shepherd this big agenda through Congress. It does tell you something about his kind of administration.
So this is a Lyndon Johnson-style appointment of Barack Obama looking for guidance and leadership on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick from Capitol News Connection, what do you make of the Rahm Emanuel appointment?
Well, let's keep in mind that before Rahm Emanuel was a member of the House and a member of the House leadership, he was a political advisor to President Bill Clinton in the White House. So he's been there before. And if the Clintons were a little bit ham-handed in their direction taking in the White House, part of the blame, at least initially, may have been his.
Well, maybe,
now
maybe,
he came into the administration a little later. It's true, but he did come he did come from the White House initially. Most people probably won't connect it too much to that. It is interesting that as Obama reaches for the change agenda, people looked at the Biden choice and said, "Well, he's been around for 35 years. That's not change." Now he's going back to sort of an old hand from the White House. That's not really change.
Yeah, but some of that is just like pragmatism, though. In other words.
Oh, yes.
It's about someone who understands the landscape. I don't see how those two things are mutually exclusive. Change and then appointing someone who actually knows his way around the White House and say, here's the office, and this is how we get X, Y, and Z done. I'm confused as to why those two things have to be separate.
I would just note, historically, I mean, Lyndon Johnson, he didn't run for re-election. There was the Vietnam War, but he had a huge agenda that he accomplished, the Great Society, right, in the 4 years that he was there. And a lot of it was because he knew how to pull the levers of power. He knew how to make things happen.
I mean, if there was a book I would suggest for Barack Obama to read, it would be Master of the Senate, about Lyndon Johnson and his ability to pull levers in Congress. But Rahm Emanuel, Marcus, Rahm Emanuel has a nasty habit, if I'm not mistaken. He loves to talk to reporters, doesn't he? Is that going to be a problem for him as chief of staff?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think one can certainly learn new habits. Although one could argue that Joe Biden's performances at the end of this campaign suggest one can't learn new habits. he didn't keep his mouth shut at the end, although he had at the beginning of the campaign.
It's old dogs and his really old dogs.
I think as important as this, as important as the Rahm Emanuel appointment, if that is indeed what is happening, is going to be this Treasury Secretary. Is it going to be someone like, you know, the dark horse here is Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, who's managed to actually weather this financial storm not only well, well, but to come out better and stronger than he was at the beginning of it.
He's also very young.
Exactly, very young. We have Geithner, who's head of the New York Fed, also young, 47. And then we have Larry Summers, who'd be another old Clintonian coming back to a job he had.
Is he an Obama best and brightest?
Well, you know, you would think so, but then Larry Summers then probably wouldn't be a part of that because he's probably not, you know, as much that as that mole as Geithner would be from
but
the Fed.
I just saw Rahm Emanuel just at the last debate, and I would say he has done a pretty good job of keeping his lips zipped. I was having a conversation with him about, you know, what can go wrong? Come on. Everything's going so well for you. And he was like, I am not going there. The voters have to have their say, and I'm not going to be presumptuous. So
he didn't
fall for your come on.
Strangely,
everybody
else does. Man, it's Andrea Bernstein.
Works
that
a lot.
Usually works.
So
yeah.
Maybe that will tell you about what kind of a White House he'll be leading. I do think the best and the brightest is going to be the big buzzword.
Big picture, big moment in America. Marcus, last impression.
I got a call. I had an email from a friend in France in the provinces today, and it said, La lumière est venue en Amérique. The light has returned to America. That's what the world sees.
Andrea?
I'm not speaking French, but Marcus, the last time we were together, it was the day Barack Obama won the primary, and I said the Republicans are rubbing their hands together because they think they're going to have such a great, easy time running against this guy. They made the same mistake Hillary Clinton made.
Wow. We are always on at The Takeaway. Thanks very much to Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director, and Marcus Mabry, International Business Editor for The New York Times. And Todd Zwillick down there in – Todd, you have a one-liner for the campaign or for what happened yesterday?
This is going to be the most important 100 days probably in the last 50 years.
We are hosting America's Exit Poll. What just happened?
Hello, my name is Natalie. I was very, very happy about Obama and really thrilled. However, when he made his acceptance speech, he never mentioned Hillary Clinton. And I became so filled with sadness and distress, and it was an awful moment for me.
877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks to everyone who participated in the program, including all of you.
We knew they would be the best people for the job.
America was reborn again last night.
I am so happy and finally so proud to be an American.
I am so proud of my country this morning.
We judge the man by the content of his character.
I'm just very humbly thankful.
Wow.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adoree Doge. This is The Takeaway.